Good morning. It's a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, this radio station cannot continue without its member support. It's that simple.
Hey, David, it is. This cooperative, it's a cooperative. People put money in and they get a radio station in record numbers they're listening to. I had a letter yesterday from a guy who said, the reason you're finding so many fewer members is because you're not catering to the conservative element and to the Republicans in the country. Of course, I don't think we're catering to anybody, but I wrote back to him and said, what in the world makes you think we're having fewer members? You know, I mean, $1 million fund drives in a day because people are standing behind a radio station, which they need in a time of need. We know that. I'm 76 years old, and I gotta tell you, this is one of the scariest times I have ever seen in America. We lived through Joe McCarthy, when people were afraid for their jobs, their lives, their children, and going to jail, and HUAC. And we lived through a Second World War. Believe it or not, I was alive during the Second World War, when people thought that Hitler could not be stopped. We did an interview, which we played, about Joseph Kennedy and the fact that, you know, he really thought Hitler was going to win.
Right.
And I think people have forgotten how strong and how the Japanese and the Germans had taken over much of the world. These are scary times, but this is the scariest I've ever seen. I don't know how we got there. But we do have this beacon light. We do have this radio station, which is going to talk about all sides, and you know it. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not lying to anybody. I'm telling you that the single thing that you can do that will make the most sense is to say, okay, the radio station's going to have guts, but the most important thing is that we show that we're behind it. You did it in two consecutive fund drives. Nobody ever thought there would be a time like that. We've got to keep this going. That's why you're so important. Now, yeah, there are Harry Belafonte tickets. There aren't that many left. There are even fewer right now because we started earlier with the Capitol Steps tickets, $150 a pair. But let me just say, it's not about that. We love having you at these events, but that's not what it's about. If you put $5 in, if you put $1,000 in, that's what it's about, to show that this is your radio station. And of all the things you can think about giving money to, this is one of the most important.
WAMC.org or 1-800-323-9262. And of course, we thank you. Well, Alan, the headlines each day get, well, more and more unbelievable. And I don't think I am even able to rub my eyes this morning and believe that the NRA is now calling for bump stock changes.
I think what's happened here, David, is that the American people have woken. There's more than 300 million guns in America. I think many people think guns are a sense of security. I do not. I think, in fact, we see children and others harming themselves and domestic violence and the rest of it. But forget about that. The fact is that the American people have woken up and they say, this is insanity. We are doing things that we should not be doing in this country, and we want to put a stop to it. And believe me, these political parties, they have pollsters around every corner, and they are seeing something that they don't like. So when the NRA and the Republicans and the gun manufacturers and others, and Speaker Ryan runs in the other direction and says, we're not bringing up the silencer bill, and each of these signals are, uh-oh, we're in trouble here, and they should be in trouble. This is a gun-toting country, and it's got to stop.
President Trump apparently is expected to decertify the Iran deal, says the New York Times, but leave it in place.
I don't know what that means. This is pure Trumpian. He wants to keep his word on all those things he said he was going to do, none of which are happening. So now he's going to, quote, decertify the Iran deal, putting the whole world at risk, and certainly the Middle East at risk. And certainly we have a situation where we have stopped the proliferation of nuclear weapons in and by Iran. So for him to say, I'll leave it in place, but I'm going to decertify it, it means, once again, one of those things that he said he was going to do that he can't do is showing up.
WAMC.org is the way to put something in to help us get halfway through the drive before it starts on air.
And David, we need $500,000. We have upward of $200,000 to go. Do we make at least $100,000 in every day of a fund drive? Yeah. So we could do this if everybody who says that they'd rather not have the fund drive, or they'd rather help the station, or they'd rather create the signal that this station is strong. If everybody does something right now, we can make it. It's getting close now.